It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, of course, as we cover the very latest in property news every morning. And you'll find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Well, the middle of the working week up to a Wednesday, February the 28th, almost at the end of the month, and we are heading off to Queensland this morning. In fact, Brisbane house prices, now they've grown and been a bit of a performer, as we know, for last year, with more growth forecast this year. If you just take a look at the banks, ANZ, they're forecasting between 9 and 10% property price rise this year. CBA, not as strong, they're forecasting a 6%. NAB, they're forecasting slightly stronger than the CBA at 6.5%. So I think there's little doubt that there is going to be more property movement in Brisbane for 2024. Now, a question for you this morning. Have you heard of a place called Bligh Bligh, which has become a bit of a conveniently located residential community on the Sunshine Coast? In fact, it retains its small town feel, yet this is the good thing about it. It's just minutes from the Sunshine Plaza in Maroochydore, and it's pretty close to the Bruce Highway with a population of just under 11,000 people. Joining us this morning once again from the Sunshine Coast is Varsha Daswani, the principal from SAI Real Estate Group. Good morning to you, Varsha. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about Bligh Bligh this morning and what it has to offer.
Good morning, Craig. Yeah, Bligh Bligh is becoming such a popular suburb these days, just because of where it's located, as well as you very rightly said, that it's a couple of minutes from the Sunshine Plaza. Yet it's a hidden jewel, I would say. Like, people are starting to get to know it a little bit more and understand the potential that it has. So in terms of the growth, it has grown about 4.3% in the past 12 months, and the median house price is about $886,500. Past 5 year median house price trend has gone up quite a lot, and there are about 130 properties that have been sold, and only 52 houses have been available in past month. There are about 3,500 buyers that are looking and interested just to buy in Bligh Bligh. So Bligh Bligh has just become a very, very popular suburb these days, and a lot of people, just because of how saturated Maroochydore is at this point in time, a lot of people cannot afford to buy in Maroochydore. So they look somewhere nearby, and Bligh Bligh is a hidden jewel, I would say, and people are starting to understand that.
All right then, so if you, as Varsha says, if you're looking at buying or trying to buy in Maroochydore and you're finding it just a little bit too expensive, then maybe Bligh Bligh is your option. So let's have a look at the office market, and the Sunshine Coast's office market still maintains its status as the second tightest, I see, in Australia, despite a slight uptick in vacancy rates. While overall availability rose to 5%, demand remains pretty strong in the A-grade segment. Challenges persist for new projects amid some high-cost landscape impacting supply right across the southeast Queensland area, and there are some ongoing difficulties for businesses to secure suitable space, I think, is the answer to that, particularly in premium categories. So how are you finding the performance there, Varsha, on the Sunshine Coast when it comes to the office market?
The office market has certainly changed the game. I think we have spoken about this, Craig, last time, that the offices weren't performing really well last year, but this year it has just peaked in like it's February, and we have already seen so much change that people wanting to come back to the offices, and especially where the offices are actually doing something different in order for people to have that culture. So having like Friday afternoon pizza nights or drinks, or, you know, just bringing that culture together, or having a yoga class just to look after their people, something like that, to kind of retain the people in the offices. And just because we are all humans, we love being around people. So the premium offices offer a high level of amenities, and like thinking retail offerings like community events and yoga classes, and a lot more tenants are more focused on delivering the office offerings from the border, from the broader precinct. And if a property management team can create great events, the desire to leave decreases basically, and they are willing to move into premium assets with great amenity, invest in their people, and ensure that they know how to use their space and adopt the technology to work more effectively. And higher levels of amenities paired with potential smaller tenancy footprints are making premium assets a more viable choice for companies who might not have previously considered them, and they will go to places that have great amenities because they care about their people and they're happy to pay the rent basically.
All right, so that is Varsha Daswani. She is giving us a little bit of a taste of the Sunshine Coast this morning. We will come back. We will talk more real estate from the Sunshine Coast after this.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
Hey, don't forget our email address is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. Good morning to you, Vanessa. We got your email. You're there in Brisbane's Tenerife and you're about to buy your first property. You say that you're 27, probably looking to buy an apartment. You've been living with your parents over the last 2 years after coming back from London, and you've been a listener of ours since then. So good luck with buying, and of course let us know too if you are in the middle of buying or perhaps you have just bought. In fact, the widening gap, if you look at wages and house prices, that is probably the biggest concern for first-home buyers at the moment, causing a real barrier. Some numbers from Domain this morning. Wages rose by 0.9% in December of last year. Meantime, dwelling prices surged by 2.2%. Of course, that is going to impact on the affordability crisis. Over 20 years, while wages haven't doubled, home prices have nearly tripled. And the trend continued despite occasional softening in the housing market cycles. So the wage growth is plateauing and businesses are facing some challenges. If you add into the mix migration, interest rate cuts and tax policies, that is all inflating the house prices into 2024.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And it is a Real Estate Wednesday right around Australia, and we are talking to Varsha Daswani there on the Sunshine Coast. Just before the break, we were talking about the office market and what is happening in the Sunshine Coast. Right now, Varsha, let's have a look at the industrial market and how that might be performing in Queensland for 2024. What can you tell us?
The industrial sector emerged from like COVID-19 pandemic as a popular asset class with investors, whilst the pandemic softened demand fundamentals in the more traditional sectors of office and retail, and the industrial sector benefited from heightened occupier demand driven by numerous factors, including strong e-commerce growth and a return to more localized manufacturing. Now, more recently, strong population growth has been a major driver of continued strength in the occupier market. As a result, like the yields have gone up to 5.5% to 6.6%. And like the strong occupier demand coupled with construction delays and the industrial market has witnessed extremely low vacancy as well as a sharp reduction in incentives over the past years. So if you look at it, Craig, the industrial market remains a landlord's market and tight vacancy rates have limited the number of lease deals that have occurred over recent years and contributed to strong rental growth. So it's actually doing really well compared to where it was. And the only people that do not actually benefit from industrial market at this point in time is the people who have actually signed up longer leases, say, for example, 10 plus 10, and they haven't put a cap rate increment. These are the only people that are not benefiting from that because the growth has actually gone up quite a lot in the last couple of years. So these guys don't get the benefit of that.
So that is the industrial market. Now, we talked about Blibli at the very start. We're going to throw up another area, and it's Manyama. I haven't heard of Manyama before. It's nestled on the northern fringe of Caloundra along Queensland's Sunshine Coast. It stands out as a charming seaside enclave, is how they describe it, surrounded by tranquil waters of the Mooloolah River, and offers this picturesque setting flavoured by locals and visitors alike. So there you go. There's a nice little introduction for you, Varsha. Tell us a little bit more about what the property scene is doing in Manyama Island.
Craig, Manyama Island is a small pocket where all the celebrities live. So have you heard about Steve Irwin? His family lives there. So they have got a family home there. And a lot of like big celebrities, they have got their properties there basically. And the median house price there is about 2.15 million and it has grown the most in Sunny Coast, which is up to 21.1%. And only 18 houses have been available in the past 12 months and it's just 50 properties. Only 50 properties have been sold in the past 12 months. So there's not much movement there and there's not much activity around there just because it's more of a lifestyle thing. And it's just, you know, like people who have got that kind of money live there. And the median time on the market is about 76 days to 120 days is what I would suggest on that. And there are about 2,656 buyers actively looking to buy in Manyama Island. So it's my dream suburb as well. So one day I would want to own a property there. So definitely it's one of the most popular suburbs to live in.
All right. So that is a bit of a breakdown on Manyama Island. Quite a number of days on market, it would seem. Thank you for all of that breakdown, Varsha. Enjoy your Wednesday. And thanks for coming back onto the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, Craig.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
People looking at cutting almost in half the save time for deposits will be attracted for sure into the units. So what else should first home buyers be considering and thinking about, especially around the question of what comes next? What comes after the unit?
In other countries, many Asian countries, people know that they're going to be living in a unit for the rest of their lives, and that's what they aim for. And we see Hong Kong and Singapore and areas like that with an abundance of units, and people live in them, and entire generations pass units down from, you know, father to son and mother to daughter. We don't have that kind of culture yet in Australia. And I think we're still some way off that. Hence, we see the very big differential between that first home unit that you might buy and that first home that you might buy in a similar area.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, the Real Estate Podcast.